You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I'm going to touch on a little bit of yesterday's show, Daniel chapter 3. King Nebuchadnezzar sets up a golden image, and the law is passed that whenever people hear the sound of music, they have to bow down and worship this image. In chapter 3 of Daniel, verse 4, a herald cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, and symphony, with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Now people want to think, well, that would never happen today. Oh, people would stand firm for God. Balderdash, let me tell you what happened in 2020, 2021, 2022, and part at the beginning of 2023. Every time the government came out with an edict, you shall roll up your sleeve and you shall get the vaccination. The vast majority of people rolled up their sleeve and they got the vaccination filled with aborted baby parts. Violating, full of sin. Now they got the clot shot, and now they're dying off like crazy. For every violation of God's law, there is a penalty, and the penalty for the clot shot with aborted babies was death. Also, the churches, they just rolled over like Jezebel and shut their doors. When here in Knox County, when the Knox County Health Department said, you can only have 10 people, maximum of 10 people in your church for services. There can't be all of these restrictions. No communion, no hymnals, no greeting a guest and shaking hands. All of these restrictions. All of the churches rolled over, played dead, went to virtual services, and violated the command for God telling us to not forsake the assembly of worshiping on the Sabbath. Even the Sabbath churches, except for one, shut their doors and bowed down and kissed the ring for the king of Knox County, Rahero and Jacobs. They rolled over, played dead, and shut their doors. Did not gather on for services. We told them to stick it where the sun don't shine, and we kept the doors open and dared them to try and enforce it, and they backed down. We're not going to violate what God says. If you want to be a part of that, well, first you can't go to a corporate church, a 501c3 government church that violates the first commandment by having a God other than God. The state is their God. But if you want to know where a group of people love God with all their heart, here's how you contact us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.